from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Gordon. It's not unusual for an opera star to move into roles in movies and musical comedy, but our featured artist tonight did things the other way about. Brian Sullivan started his career in pictures and didn't get to the Met until he'd starred in such Broadway classics as the 1945 revival of Showboat and Kurt Weill's Street Scene. Brian's big, brilliant voice made him a great favorite with Telephone Hour audiences. But he was also very adept and flexible in singing with a very light, almost mezzo voce approach. Here's a perfect example to start us off. Obad, the lovely morning song from Lalo's opera Le Roi Dix. Music of Edward Lalo, the singing of Brian Sullivan. An orchestral favorite lightens the mood now as the Bell Telephone Orchestra plays Drigo's always popular Valse Bleuette. Thank you. Brian Sullivan was born in Oakland, California, and grew up in various locales in the West and Midwest, including Salt Lake City, where his father was a railroad engineer. To look at him today, a powerful six-footer with a broad, beaming smile, you'd certainly never guess that he was a frail and sickly child who underwent long, dangerous bouts with everything from pleurisy to sunstroke. Brian doesn't discourage easily, though, and even as a youngster, he was determined to overcome all obstacles. He did special exercises, went out for many different sports, and built himself up so amazingly that when he was ready for college, he went to the University of Southern California on a football scholarship. Brian's always been proud of his British ancestry. He says there's Scotch, Irish, and English in him. And the sweet lyric quality in his voice made him a natural for the sentimental ballads of the Emerald Isle. He sang many of these Irish folk and popular airs on the Bell Telephone Hour, and I wanted to recall three of the finest for you tonight. Here's my friend Joe, otherwise known as Brian, to bring you Kathleen Mavourneen. And now, the garden where the praties grow.
Have you ever been in love, my boys, or have you felt the pain? I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I loved was beautiful, I'll have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To walk right through the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Says I, my pretty Kathleen, I'm tired of single life. And if you've no objection, sure I'll make you my sweet wife. She answered me right modestly and curtsied very low. Oh, you're welcome to the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To walk me to the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Says I, my pretty Kathleen, I hope that you'll agree. She was not like your city girls who says you're making free. So she, I'll ask my parents, and tomorrow I'll let you know. If you'll meet me in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To operate to the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow. Oh, the parents, they consented, and we're blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother, and a girl, the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go. For to dig in the garden where the pretties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To offer it to the world, my boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the pretties grow.
Here's the last of the three, the very well-loved Makushla.
Makushla, Makushla, your sweet voice is calling, calling me softly again and again. Makushla, Makushla, I hear it still bleeding. My blue-eyed Makushla, I hear it in vain. Makushla, Makushla, your white arms are reaching. I feel them enfolding, caressing me still. Fling them out from the darkness, my lost love, Makushla. Let them bind me and bind me again. Oh.
Brian Sullivan and three songs of old Ireland. Kathleen Mavourneen, The Garden Where the Praties Grow, and Macushla. I'll be back after this message with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Madame Gabriella Tucci, Metropolitan Opera star.
Telephone, you know, you have a telephone everywhere, even in small place. It is most unusual, you know. And I love your, how you call it, push button, your touch tone telephone. They are so delightful, so musical. I am very affectionate to the telephone.
We, too, have affection for our telephones, Madame Tucci. But it's our telephone network that gives us the most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly. Anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Before we hear one of Brian Sullivan's most exciting Telephone Hour performances, here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra to play a great Arthur Schwartz tune. If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You. When Brian Sullivan made his Metropolitan debut in 1948, he took on many of the big Italian tenor parts, Rodolfo in La Boheme, Cavaradossi in Tosca, and so on. It wasn't long, though, before his ringing tenor voice was being heard in more heroic roles. He was the first American of his generation to sing Lohengrin at the Met, and his performances in Rheingold and Tannhäuser were every bit as successful. As for his work on the Telephone Hour, I don't think he was ever in better form than when he sang the prize song from Wagner's Die Meistersinger.
Little nook of hell.
Dan Sullivan and the prize song from Die Meistersinger. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company.
To think, I could send my designs all over the world.
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings. I mean, pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly. Anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
I do hope you enjoyed recalling the artistry of Brian Sullivan tonight, and that you'll be back with me again next week at this same time when performances by one of the foremost violinists of our time, Michael Raven, highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.